when my presence is in your midst, it's for more than just an experience. It's also for you to receive. Too many of my children look forward to the experience of praise and worship, but they neglect the opportunity to receive during praise and worship. I keep my word, and I said that I would inhabit your praises. That is exactly what I do. When you worship me from your heart, I show up. And I am here now in your midst. I made the decision to be with you. You must make the decision to receive from me what I'm wanting to do in your life. I am available to you. And I will do for you what I have promised. But you must receive. Many of my children say they don't know how to receive. I would encourage you to make a decision, a conscious decision, to say inwardly or even outwardly, Father, I choose to receive from you what you are wanting to do. Make that decision with your heart. For you see, I will not violate your will. I need your cooperation for me to work the fullness of my desires in your heart. I can bring about my will. But again, it requires your cooperation. Remember, I did not violate Adam's will. He made a decision, and though I greatly disagreed with it, I honored it. But what I warned him came to pass. The same is true today. I will honor your decisions. And if you choose to receive from me, you will receive from me. And it's not based upon what you feel, it's about what you choose. I will meet your need. I will work with you. But you must receive from me. I am faithful to you in all things, says the Lord.